If I lost everything today and I set up a practice from scratch, this is the single strategy that I would do more aggressively than anybody on the planet. Number one, Pied Piper strategy. This is the online to offline strategy, how to get 20 to 50 new patients in a single day during COVID. I also want to say this, you know, all these strategies are very different. Compare where you are in the world affects these, you know, in some place less this strategy actually, but depends on the opt-in rates in wherever you're practicing, you know. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to show you strategies where people have got 50 new patients in a day with this strategy, you know, in a single day. So please get your pen and paper out and show you how to do this. This is a mix of an old school offline strategy and a new school online strategy. I want to be clear, I have never, it's not often you can say this, in, you know, when it comes to consulting and coaching, etc., there's very little that's new. I don't care what anyone tells you. There's very little that's new, you guys understand. It's you putting your spin on it, being reminded, being close to a supportive group. You know, I've got one of the fastest growing memberships or coaching groups on the planet. I'd be surprised if we're not the fastest and almost close to the biggest already. And I'll tell you this, is that the reason they do so well is because they're part of a whole bunch of amazing rock stars. And my new patient avalanche students get access to those for a little while. Those of you that have joined me on that or going to join me on that, I can tell you right now, the biggest advantage you have is because you're close to other million-dollar practices, right? So old school offline strategy and a new school strategy. It's not often you can say this, but I invented this. I invented this. I never in chiropractic heard anyone do what I'm about to teach you. Maybe I'm wrong. But I honestly, hand and heart, I've never seen anyone teach what I'm just about to teach you. So listen very carefully. Here's the old school strategy. I've already gone through it. So the old school strategy, I'll never forget, my business partner and I were walking when we were starting our business. We only had two practices at the time. And I'll never forget, we were walking in the street one day and we walked past someone who was, had like a clipboard, and they were taking, like, they were saying vouchers for a car or something. And I just flippantly said, you know, that's just like a screening. You know, those screenings just work. And we looked at each other and he was like, well, if something just works, why don't we just ramp it up? So instead of doing one screening a month or one screening a week, why don't we just do 10 a month? And the beginning start of our business, you know, to go from, we were only at about £1 million at that point, to go from 2 million to 3 million, to 3 million pounds and then 5 million pounds. A lot of that was just rinse and repeat. Just do more of it. We complicate things in business sometimes. It's there, just do more. You don't need that many strategies, right? So that really led us to really grow the business at that point using screenings. You guys all done them, right? Probably, right? But we can't do them anymore in COVID. At a later point in my career, you get a history lesson here, but it's all relevant. A later point in my career, we started really rocking some other strategies. And I always, if you've listened to me for a while, you would have heard me say this. If I started all over again, you know that question you get asked, if I start all over again, if I lost everything today, what would I do? If I lost everything today and I set up a practice from scratch, this is the single strategy that I would do more aggressively than anybody on the planet. And I truly believe I've been responsible for more of these than anybody on the planet, just because of our sheer size. I say that literally. I've been responsible for more of these than any practice owner on the planet. And those are workshops. I'll do workshop after workshop. And we freaking did. Here's what we did prior to lockdown. These are all Facebook strategies. So we drive people from Facebook into our practices, right? These are our results. 37 people booked for that. I want to look at the dates here. That's just before lockdown, March, 42, 35. These are all people registered for these workshops. 32, 26, 37, 39. And if you look at the dates, please, 22nd of Jan, 29th of Jan, 3rd of Feb, 12th of Feb, just before lockdown. We were freaking killing it, right? These are rooms full of people. This is one of my associates, Quentin. I mean, he was doing the talk, he's an absolute rock star at the talks. We teach them. This is one of my students, you know, Matt and Charles run awesome practices too. 43 new patients in an hour. If you guys are okay with getting 43 new patients in an hour, give me a little hand up. If you guys are okay with that, we'd like to learn how to do this in a lockdown, by the way. Would you like to, I'm just about to, I'm only teaching this if I get enough hands up. Okay. Hello. There we go. Wade. Yes. So 43 new patients. He has Arlene. 10 new patients in an hour. Like, think about how long you have to stand on the screen to get 10 new patients. First Facebook event type talk. We teach it 19 books. 16 showed up. I love this line. Learned Ryan's script that somewhat, however cheesy, just totally works. Better yes is part of my scripting process. He has Alex. She got 10 new patients in 45 minutes. Here's another practice owner. We had, thank you very much, DC Practice Growth Team. We actually did this one for her. We have a boutique agency. We do it for you if you want. Have 30 confirmed attendees for tomorrow night's talk. So both strategies worked, but during COVID, we couldn't freaking do either of them anymore. You can't do screens anymore. It doesn't work. Like, we've done a few of them, but not really a thing anymore. And you can't do workshop anymore, depending where you are in the world. We can't do them freaking, yeah. So, a little thought, though, came up in my mind. Could we do them? I wonder if it was possible to do them. We thought we couldn't do them, but what if we combined the two? What if we use an online strategy to get them to come to us and do a screening? So we use an online strategy. Listen, a couple strategies you can use online. One of them is just straight to appointment. That's called a one-touch campaign. So you go straight to appointment. Yes, he has a reduced discounted adjustment, or you reduce discounted or whatever it is. You don't even have to reduce it. Appointment. Now, some people, please write this down. The worst number in business is one. Some of you are thinking right now, but why wouldn't you just drive them straight to initial consultation? The worst number in business is one. I want to be clear. So we did that also. But here's what you have to understand is that one of the greatest lessons I ever learned in business was, one of the biggest mistakes you can make in running any business is falling in love with how you want them to do business with you. Let me say that again. Your job is simply to offer them options, and you didn't care how they do business with you. If they come through a screening, brilliant. If they come through a workshop, brilliant. If they come because they have to do an online telephone consult, we never do a telephone consult, we just phone them and get them booked in. If they download a report, your job is to offer what they call bridges, and normally starts with information first. Is everyone with me so far? Never fall in love with how you want them to do business with you. You are simply the guide. They are the hero. So some people will book a free screening. It's the weirdest thing. Some people will just refuse to book an appointment online, but they'll book a free screening. You guys understand they sent you the same thing. You guys all with me, yes? So this is what we did. Please take notes. We used Facebook adverts to drive them to book themselves. Depends what platform we use. We've tested many platforms, Eventbrite and ClickFunnels and straight into the appointment books. I've got one that weirdly just works better than all of them. I don't know why. It doesn't make sense why. It's not sexy. It's not pretty. It just works. That's the advantage of testing. It just works better than, for instance, ClickFunnels. I don't know why. Just that particular forum just works better when you book them straight into there. Then some of you are thinking, what is it, Ryan? What is it? I'll tell you later. Don't worry. Follow-up call. Then we follow-up call. Then we have reminder emails and texts. Then they come into the practice. Then we do a 10-minute screening. We offer them a discounted appointment and for the initial consultation. But let me be clear. Once they come into the screening, they have to pay for an appointment. You guys understand? They have to pay for an appointment. And then we use, that was the best I could find for a caricature, by the way. So then they come in for a paid consultation. So I want to go through that process again. Facebook advert, which you pay for. You pay a Facebook ad. Let's say you spend $200-$300 on the Facebook ad. Then you do all the correct follow-up. You get a very high show-up rate. Please write this down. Casualness leads to casualty. If you are casual here, if you are casual with this little section, if you're casual with this section here, the follow-up call, the reminder emails, be prepared to have egg on your face. Let me say that again. If you're casual with this section, be prepared to have egg on your face. And then you're going to phone me and say, Ryan, it didn't work. And then I'm going to say, tell me your stats. And then you're going to say, hey, but 72 people booked for the online screening and only 3 showed up. And then I'm going to say, did you do your phone calls? Did you do your emails? Did you do your texts? And then you're going to say, I don't know where those are. And then I'm going to say, why didn't you use the swipe file that I give you all the time? So it just works. But do not be casual about this. Then we do the screening. Then they pay for initial consultation. So if you have, if you spend $200-$300 or five, it doesn't matter. If you spend $1,000 and you have initial consultation for $50, say, and you have 10 or 20 people on book on the day, you are break even or you're making money on the front end. Many people make money on the front end. That's not the goal though. And nirvana in marketing, by the way, is to break even, get new patients for free. That's the nirvana with it, right? And then they book in a consultation. So, but there were still a few big challenges. One, would it work? And even if it did, most docs, of course, nobody on this call. Let me just say, I'm talking about all the other docs. You guys get what I'm talking about, yes? Nobody on this call, of course, suck at actually doing online stuff themselves, right? So, all that, all, you know, here's the thing. I've never seen this. I've been, you know, been doing this for a while. I've almost never seen, only now in my inner circle group, actually, I am seeing it very successfully. And some of them very successfully. But I've never seen someone outside of my inner circle group, for instance, try successfully onboard a marketing person. So if you've got an org chart, which you should all have in your practices, by the way, we do a full session on this inner circle group. That seat, that marketing seat, the amount of times I've seen someone try hire someone in, etc. Let me just ask you a question. How the heck are you going to teach them how to do that? Most of us have not come from an extreme marketing background. So it's very different. I've almost never seen it. So even if it did work, could we get other practice owners to rock it? Could we get their teams to rock it? So let me answer those two questions. First of all, would it work? We test everything on ourselves first and the results were freaking insane. Check this out. These are literally the results like now. Today we even had screenings. Today we had screenings. 52 book, 37 book, 44 book, 60 book, 40 book. Locked. I want to look at the dates. November, 21st of November, 7th of November, 12th of September, Jan, during lockdown.